وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lesson we're taking from منظومة قواعد الفقهية للشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله. قال المؤلف رحمه الله، قال الناظم رحمه الله: والخطأ والإكراه والنسيان أسقطه معبودنا الرحمن، لكن مع الإتلاف يثبت البدل وينتفي التأثيم عنه والزلل. الشيخ رحمه الله said والخطأ والإكراه والنسيان mistakes, being false and forgetfulness. These three things, mistake, somebody to do something without intention, and al-mukrah, al-ikrah, being forced, someone to be forced to do something without his willing. والنسيان and forgetfulness, he had a knowledge, but he forgot. أسقطه معبودنا الرحمن means the sin for it, the sin for mistakes, for being forced, for forgetfulness, mistakes which happen because of that has been relinquished by our deity, by our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah. Mistakes, being forced and forgetfulness has been forgiven by our deity, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on, because of He is merciful, He is Ar-Rahman, whatever the people do, because of one of three, because of a mistake, because of being forced, because of forgetfulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Person will not be held into account. He will not be punished because of those three things. Why? Because Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. لكن مع الإتلاف يثبت البدل. However, with damage, means to the property, liability is affirmed. However, with damage, it's causing a damage, means to the creation, يثبت البدل, liability is affirmed, has to be fixed. وينتفي التأثيم عنه والزلل, while the sin and shortcoming are negated. While the sin and shortcoming are negated. The Shaykh Rahimahullah, here he talk about Jazakallahu khair. Anyone who drink, I don't drink cold water. Barakallahu fi. The Shaykh here he mentioned this qa'ida, that anyone who does something mistaken, he does something because he's forced to do it. He does something because he didn't remember it. He knew, but at the time of doing it, he was in a state of forgetfulness. He's not sinful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he destroys something, he damaged something, one's property, and the like, now he has to replace, he has to fix, he is liable for mother, for what he did of wrong. But still, he's not sinful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, somebody throw something, he throw something, and it hit one's car, it break one's window, without intention, he's not sinful. But he has to fix it. The window, he has to fix what he caused, what the damage he make. عقوق الله مبنية على المسامحة وعقوق الخالق على المشاحات. So when it comes to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do by mistake, you are forgiven. You are forced, you are forgiven. You forget, you are forgiven. You make an ihram, you are making umrah, you make an hajj mistakenly. While you are instead of forgetful, you use perfume. You cut the hair. Nothing is on you. Because that is the right of Allah. You are fasting, you eat, you drink, you enjoy with the water you are drinking while you're fasting, but in a state of forgetfulness, nothing is on you. طيب. But if you can catch up, if you can still correct the mistake, even though it's the right of Allah, still you can do the right thing, do it. You forget. You overslept. You make up the salah. Because still you can make the salah. But you cut your hair. How can you bring your hair back while you are making umrah or you making hajj? It's gone. Nothing is on you. Okay. As for the rights of the creation, you have to make it up. You have to fix it. You have to do it. Akhi, I break your phone because I didn't know it. Yes, you are not sinful with Allah, but you have to fix the phone. You have to fix the phone. As for instance, you break one's car, you break one's building. Al-Muhim. So the Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, wal-khata wal-ikrah wal-nisyan. The mistake, being forced, forgetfulness, asqatahu ma'buduna ar-Rahman. Ma'buduna, the one we worship, our ilah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, ar-Rahman, the most merciful, asqatahu, azza wa jal, he languished it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is he forgiving? No liable. You are not liable for that. Recite, if you want to know the proof of that, for instance, the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. Our Lord, don't hold us into account if we forget or we mistake. In authentic hadith, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ماذا؟ قد فعلت, I did it. You mistake, you forget, you are forgiven. Subhanallah, Allah reveal ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his wisdom, he tests his slaves to know, to show who is truthful, who is not. Allah reveal ayah. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. In that verse, anything which comes to one's heart, what comes to one's soul, what comes to one's mind, that he will be held into account. Anything come to your mind. what comes to your soul, you will be hauled into account. How many things come into your mind? How many things come to your heart? Let alone any time else, even in Salah, you stand before Allah, you say, Allahu Akbar. You make tahara, you upon tawheed, you face the qibla. You stop everything you are doing. It. Allahu Akbar, Allah is most great. Then how many things might come to your mind, which has nothing to do with the salah? Such a way, one of them, he heard people differing. Did the imam mistake in salah and left some rak'at or not? He said he left some rak'at. Surely he left. How you know? Say, because whenever I enter salah, there is something used to come to my mind. I used to take care of business. I didn't finish that yet. That's how I know salah was not complete. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, when somebody enters salah, who comes there? The shaitan. Such a way you don't know how many rak'ah you pray. So even in salah, something is coming to your mind. When that ayah Allah revealed, Sahaba, they take it serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. And there's consequence. They come to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They humble themselves, put their knees onto the ground, face the Messenger, or the Messenger of Allah. We've been commanded, we're given orders, until we are commanded something we are not able. We are not able. We will be held into account what comes to our mind. We are not able that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wa salam, from his goodness, from his rights, on those companions, and on every Muslim, the good advice, guidelines, he gave to the Sahaba. He said, are you saying, like those before you, who said, sami'na wa asayna, we hear it and we disobey. Say, sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey. The Sahaba, radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim, they say, we hear and we obey. Yes, we're ready to be hauled into account. Everything come to our hearts. There Allah sent down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, verses. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله. The messenger believed what was revealed into him from his Lord, and the believers, each of them believe. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah doesn't make taklif, doesn't burden on the person that which is not able. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only that, he even forgave what's apparent actions, statements which happen by mistake, and person does it by instead of forgetfulness. Not only that, even what the person does intentionally of sinning, he asks Allah forgiveness, Allah forgives him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, because of the arfice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift that command from the ummah. And sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, they surrender, they submit to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By that, Allah made easy, not only for them, for every believer. So this was a test. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number one, who passed the test. Then the Sahaba, they passed the test. Just like Allah command Prophet Ibrahim to slaughter his son Ismail. Prophet Ibrahim surrender, he submit. And his son Ismail submit. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve that rule from them. is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests. You're going through hardship, sickness, worldly difficulty, lack of marriage, oppression, problems. Allah is testing you. You turn away or you remain firm, regardless. You get worldly life, you don't get it, your goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You pass the test. You turn away, you fail. How many times I was good, how many times I was making dua, how many times Allah is not accepting. Subhanallah. Why so and so? Why so and so? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa karamihi, made easy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his servants, for his slaves. So with the right of Allah, you're forgiven. Whatever you do by mistake, ignorance, unless as for ignorance, you cause yourself to the ignorance, you blind follow yourself. وَالشَّرْعُ لَا يَلْزَمُ قَبْلَ الْعِلْمِ دَلِيلُهُ فِعْلُ الْمُصِيفِ مَاذَا دَلِيلُهُ فِعْلُ الْمُصِيفِ was. وَالشَّرْعُ لَا يَلْزَمُ قَبْلَ الْعِلْمِ دَلِيلُهُ فِعْلُ الْمُصِيفِ فَافْتَهِمِ لَكِنْ إِذَا فَرَّطَ فِي التَّعَلُّمِ فَذَاكَ مَحَلُّ النَّظَرِ فَالْتَعْلَمِ أو كما قال الشيخ عثيمين رحمه الله. So as for ignorance, likewise. You don't know it, you are forgiven. You don't know it. People commit shirk, commit innovation, commit sin. They don't know it. And they have no way to know it. Allah is not punishing them. Allah is not punishing. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. But if somebody doesn't know because of him, when they see Prophet Nuh, they close their ears, cover their eyes, so they don't see him, they don't hear him. Now it is them. It is them who cause themselves to remain ignorant. But they didn't. They were honest. They were sincere. And they didn't know it. No sin. Taib. Again, as for the rights of the people, has to be fixed. You oppress people, you have to. Out of ignorance, you take their money, you did something wrong to them, you backbite them, whatever. You don't know the rule, you hurt them, you have to pay them back. You have to fix. Then the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, وَمِنْ مَسَائِلِ الْأَحْكَامِ فِي التَّبَعِ يَثْبُتُ لَا إِذَا اسْتَقَلَّ فَوَقَعَ وَمِنْ مَسَائِلِ الْأَحْكَامِ فِي التَّبَعِ From the rules of connected matters. وَمِنْ مَسَائِلِ الْأَحْكَامِ From the مَسَائِلِ الْأَحْكَامِ From the rules, from the مسائل الأحكام relate to the تبع, the connected matters, يثبت means it is established. لا إذا استقل فوقع. However, not when it independently occurs. However, not when it independently occurs. Means the Sheikh is saying here, there are difference between when something is connected to something and when it separates from it. Sometimes the rule changes because this thing is connected to the other things. It's different than it would have been separate from it. Because you are tabi, you're following someone, you're following something. This matter is connected to the other matter, the rule may be different. Then it would have been separate. Like when you are half imam who leading the salah. The ma'mum, the one who follows the imam, will do certain actions, will say certain statements he's doing just because he follows the imam. Otherwise, he was not allowed to do. Do you remember anything of that? Or that doesn't exist? Is that existence? Or you didn't understand? You didn't understand. Okay. I need to keep on questioning you then. Because if I don't question, I figure out you don't understand. How I know when I question you, you didn't understand. Taib. There are rules when somebody is praying behind an imam, he should apply it. He should do it. He should say certain statements. He should do certain actions because he's following the imam. Would he pray by himself? He was not allowed to do that. Do you remember any of that? نعم. قولوا سمع الله لمن حمد. Maghrib prayer. Somebody miss the first rak'ah. He joined the second rak'ah. The imam, after he finished second rak'ah, what he will do? He will sit down for the first tashahud, right? The one who joined, he only prayed one rak'ah. If he would have prayed by himself, would he sit for tashahud after the first rak'ah? No, but now he has to sit to follow the imam, because now he is tabi'. Now he's following someone. So when he's following the imam, he's different than when he's praying by himself. He's going to do some actions, saying some statements. Mada? Because he is connected to the matbu', to the one he's following. Woman, can she pray Jum'ah prayer without praying with the man? No, she's not allowed. She can't. Likewise, a traveler. He can't. But yes, she's praying behind the imam. The Jama'at Masjid Friday is being established. Yes, she followed now the imam. And her Jum'ah prayer is valid. Because now she is tabi'. An animal has a baby. Can you sell that? Can you buy that baby on the stomach of the animal by itself? Akhi, mashallah, this goat has a big baby inside, or this camel has a big baby. I want to buy that baby. $500. I don't want the mother. Keep it. The baby. Is it allowed? No. Okay. How about, akhi, the camel is $1,000. Okay, if it would have been by itself, I would have only paid $1,000. But now, because there is baby in it, I'm going to pay $1,500. Is it allowed? Yes, because now it follows. By itself, the baby can't be sold. Likewise, dates on the tree, not ready yet, it can't be sold. But with the tree, yes, it can be sold. A sheep with a baby in her stomach was a slaughter. Then when her stomach is open, the baby also there dead. Can that baby be eaten without slaughtering? Yes. He takes the rule of his mother. She delivered him, normal baby. Then she was a slaughter. After that, 1 hour, he passed away. Can he be eaten? He can't. He should be a slaughter. So this is the ruling. There are things when it's, because it follows something, it may take different rule. So by itself, it take different rule. يثبت طبعا ما لا يثبت استقلالا. Or يغتفر في التوابع ما لا يغتفر في غيرها. So So there are masail, there are matters, when it is connected to something else, it takes a rule. When it's by itself, it takes a different rule. What Sheikh Uthaymeen said with regard to that? I don't remember it. آفة العلم النسيان. نعم. ماذا؟ Yes. أحسنت. بارك الله في أبا علي. Very good. You eating food, mashallah, you have nice rice or macaroni, whatever it is. You eating with the right hand and you want to drink it. You can hold the water with the left hand, but right hand should help it. Even though with the left hand, yeah. Okay. Can support it by itself. Ahsant. You cannot drink it. The left hand by itself, but you drink it. If you drink with the right hand, why you need with the left hand? You confuse me. Yes. You can use the left hand. You drink the barrel with the left hand, with the right hand, and you can support it with the. Why I need to support with the left hand if I can? If you need it. Okay, can I drink with the left hand and support with the right hand? Yes, that's what it is. The rule applies to that. Not when you're using your right hand. I don't need your left hand, alhamdulillah. Unless somebody is. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin mentioned that. Abbas hafizahullah. Taib, al-muhim, jazakallahu khair. So you wouldn't use the left hand by itself. But when you are supporting with the right hand, you can use it now. Because now it follows the right hand. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَالْعُرْفُ مَعْمُولٌ بِهِ إِذَا وَلَدْ حُكْمٌ مِنَ الشَّرْعِ الشَّرِيفِ لَمْ يُحَدْ وَالْعُرْفُ مَعْمُولٌ بِهِ إِذَا وَلَدْ Customs, مَعْمُولٌ بِهِ are implemented, are followed, are acted upon. إِذَا وَلَدْ حكم من الشرع الشريف لم يحد. In case of a ruling of the noble sharia that is not specified, the customs are followed, are abided, are implemented. In the case of a ruling of noble sharia is not specified. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command something. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command something. You have to do it. But that thing was not specified in the Quran, in the Sunnah, nor in the Arabic language, which Quran was revealed in it. Now it goes back to the custom of the people. Like Allah made mandatory on a man to provide his wife. Okay. How much he will provide for her? What kind of house? What kind of clothes? What kind of food she will eat daily? The ulama say nothing of that shows in Quran and Sunnah. And nothing shows in the Arabic language either. Now it goes back to the custom of the people. What people consider this man, he provided his wife that day, that month, what he should provide. He gave her the clothes, suitable clothes for her. He made her housing, the suitable house for her. If the people in the environment, they say, this is good house, this is good provision. Okay, good clothes, it is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They say, no, we neglected her. This is not the way he should. He is neglected also according to the Sharia. وَالْعُرْفُ مَعْمُولٌ بِهِ إِذَا وَرَدْ There is actually one of the five big principles of the Sharia. الْعَادَةُ مُحَكَّمَةً الْعَادَةُ مُحَكَّمَةً The عادة, the custom, ماذا؟ مُحَكَّمَةً should be established when there is no specific in the Sharia or in the Arabic language. So if you go back to the Quran and Sunnah, you don't find the limitation of this thing. Okay. The specification of this, even though Allah commanded it. For instance, Allah says in Quran, وَعَاشِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat your wife is with good. Okay. From that, a man to be handsome to his wife, to beautify himself to her. Likewise, she, how is going to be? That goes back, nothing shows in the Quran and Sunnah. That's how a woman should beautify herself to her husband. And five verse. It should go back to the urf, to the custom of the people. And the ulama, they say this is one of the things that shows that the sharia of Islam, the deen of Allah, applies every time to everybody. Because the woman who is here in Stone Mountain, the kind of food she will be provided, the kind of house she should be lived, the kind of clothes she should be dressed, is not like a woman in other lands. In some lands, life is very cheap. A brother, he told me, 4-bedroom, food, the electric bills, water, everything, the tuition of the students, whole month, $100. 4-bedroom house, not even a condominium or apartment, house, separate house. $100 a month. Everything. Okay. Here in America, $100. Not even a house of bird. Yes. So it's different. The same thing. The dowry. But that's whatever they agree on, man and woman. That's different. Some ulama, they say likewise, they say is the traveling, when the person is considered a traveler, they say there's no specification in the sharia, there's no clear text in that. Therefore, it goes back to the custom of the people. It should be known that the type of custom which is being considered, an urf, it should be that which doesn't contradict mada, to the religion, and it doesn't contradict to the natural inclination of the people, the pure people with pure heart, with a sound mind. It doesn't contradict their understanding. So some people cannot have a culture which is very bad. Everyone who hears it says this is a bad culture. That's not what's being considered. That's not the custom being considered. It's custom which the normal people, those who were not corrupted, they see it a good custom. So that one is considered. The Sheikh said, is there a difference between urf and al-ada or urf? Al-ada is a custom, urf is culture, right? How you say urf in English? Urf, tradition, or a culture. What is the difference between custom and العرف والعادة habit بارك الله في عادة habit that's عادة okay هذا العرف ما تعرف عليه الناس okay usual custom normal things okay. The ulama, they say, Sheikh Sulaiman, he said both mean the same thing. But custom is some can be from one individual, what he accustomed. One individual, what he does always. Or more than, he does it. This is a custom. But urf has to be at least from two people. What people, they know one another. يتعارفون عليه. Two or more. That's the only difference. Otherwise, it means the same thing. What people do always? Naam? Their urf, their culture. For instance, one of the companions complained about her husband. Radiallahu anha, she said, her husband doesn't provide her and her children. Shahih, rajulun shahih. What is shahih? Is stingy. He doesn't give. That's how some people are. Some people are generous. Some people know. Even to their own wives and children. I know a brother, he was so stingy. He has, and he's suffering because he doesn't eat. What they do, they take him to the restaurants. You are invited today. Eat as much you can eat. MashaAllah, he get food. Then they say, pay it. You should pay it because you're the one who ate. Because he's not eating otherwise. And he has money. And they care about him. So they find a way to make to feed him. على كل حال المهم ده الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told her take from him what suffices you and your children بالمعروف according to the custom according to the custom you take him without his knowledge since he's not giving to you knowingly and this is your right he's your husband he has provide for you provide for his kids he's not doing that he's tested with this okay take it from him without him knowing it but with the condition bil ma'ruf according to the custom so if people are asking this is how much this woman take from her husband without his knowledge to provide for herself and for her kids if they say this is fair this is the way it should be that's in the sharia too if they say no this is too much subhanallah she get advantage from that then she is not allowed A man provide for his wife. And people are asked, they say, subhanAllah, he neglected. This is very stingy. He's punishing, he's chastising his wife. This is again is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that goes back to the custom. And it varies from people, from environment to environment, based on the need of the people. Then the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, Mu'ajil al-Mahdhur qabl anihi qad ba'a bil khusran ma'a hirmanihi. The one who hastens to forbidden means reward before it is time will be at loss as well as deprived of it. Before I move from that, how about if some people have a custom, they may be even Muslims, but they have a custom that when there is a wedding, men and women dance together. They say, this is our custom. This is our community, how we do it. What is that kind of custom? Is that allowed? It's not allowed. Because this contradicts to the Sharia. So every custom is not allowed. The custom which is allowed is the one helps people, nafi, something useful to the people, and no contradiction, nothing contradicts in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, and even with a good heart, in a normal people, see it's something good. الناس الذين هم على الفطرة لا يناقضوا العقل السليم ولا الفطرة ماذا السليم. The Shaykh said, معاجل المحظور قبل آنه. The one who hastens to a forbidden many things. قبل to a forbidden. Yes, to a forbidden, not forbidden things. The one who hastens to something forbidden before it is time, before the deadline, before the time comes, قَدْ بَاءَ بِالْخُسْرَانِ مَعْ حِرْمَانِهِ will be at loss because he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مَعْ حِرْمَانِهِ as well as deprived of it. He will not get that thing which he hastened to it. What this means? For instance, it's not allowed a man, for instance, a woman, her husband passed away. She has idda 410 days to be waited. No marriage is valid in that period for her. After that, yes. What's not allowed in Islam is a man to approach her and to talk to her about marriage. While she's still in 410 days, she's not allowed. He's not allowed. Anyway, he moved on. He said, make sure nobody go before you. And he started talking to her. You know, what about if you after the idda will get married? Okay, so he was not allowed to approach this woman in this with this issue in that period. What's the consequence? For instance, first, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, second, he will never ever marry that woman. He will never ever marry that woman because he took a wrong way to take something he could have taken in a legal way. For instance, someone he found that the one he is inheriting him, والعياذ بالله, his parent or his uncle or his brother, he's very wealthy. If his brother would have passed away that time, he would have inherited $500,000. And really, he needed the money. He said, look what? Use the gangs to kill him. As happened with the children of Israel, some of them, a man killed his uncle. And he accused others for that. Will he inherit? Never he will inherit. With the sin he commit, he will not inherit that person because استعجل الشيء قبل آنه. He hastened to it before it is time come. A man, he was about to pass away. And in order, his wife, he has problem with his wife. In order not to inherit him, he doesn't want she get anything from him. And the doctors tell him, you have about 3 hours left. After that, you go into pass away. He said, look, everybody around me witness. He divorced his wife. The point is not to inherit him. She will inherit him with the sin he commit. من استعجل بشيء قبل أوانه عوقب بحرمانه. So this is the principle the Sheikh talk about. So there is what's called here is called عجلة. It's hastening to the thing before it is time. Hastening to the thing before it is time. And there is what's called أناه. أناه is after the thing's time come, you take it your time. You do things in a gradual. You do things without hastening. This is love. It's very good. You do things, mada, upon ana. You don't hasten to it. Two sahaba, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a group of companions, and their leader. Them, right there, when they came to Medina, they rushed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Messenger alaihi wasallam. The leader, he didn't do that. He go to the market, to the city, he take shower, he change his clothes. They come from long journey. And then while he is look good, he come. While Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with those companions, his followers who come before him. And he tell him, inna fika mada? Inna fika mada? Aywa, inna fika mada? إن فيك خصلتان أو خصلتين. طيب أو الخصلتين منصوب. إن فيك خصلتين يحبهم الله الحلم والأنا. You have two characteristics Allah loved. الحلم for parents. والأنا and doing things in a correct way. In ماذا taking time. نعم. عدم العجل. Lack of hastening. Lack of hastening. He could go straight to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, but with not ready for it. So الأناه is good. Take time. Don't hasten. He want to divorce his wife. He rush right there. No, I can't wait it. أخي wait witness. No, I don't want to wait anybody. I want to do it now. Be witness. I divorce her. لا حول ولا قوة. Where you run it to? Take your time. Make استقال. Make consultation. Don't hasten. And unless it is خير, it is good, it is allowed to hasten when the time comes. Salah time comes, hasten to it. A chance to give charity come, hasten to it. A chance to seek knowledge come, get advantage. Don't wait it. A chance to be in the first row, go to it. Don't wait it. المصارع إلى الخيرات. So anyone who, the Sheikh say here, معاجل المحظور قبل آنه, the one who hastened to a forbidden before it is time, will be at loss as well as deprived of it. He will lose it. It will be sinful. Someone, he is the one who running for leadership. He want to become a president. He may be qualified. He may be qualified the imam. He may be qualified such and such position. Okay? But it's he who fighting for it. He shouldn't be given. Two men come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, "Ala tasta'amiluna? Don't you use us? Don't you give us a position, a job?" He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahi inna la nu'ti man sa'ala." By Allah, we don't give it to someone who asked for it. Maybe they would have been given if they wouldn't ask. But because they ask it, it has been rejected. Wallahi, we're not giving to somebody who asks it for good. Because isti'jal. And usually this hastening, it happened. Hastening to something by taking a wrong way. بِأَسْبَابٍ غَيْرُ مَشْرُوعَ. You're taking, the process taking a wrong way. Someone who want to marry a sister, he heard good about her. MashaAllah, she's religious, she has good manners, she's good quality. What should he do? What should he do? He should reach out to who? To her guardian, to her father, to her guardian. He didn't do that. He go straight to her. The guardian find out, you are not qualified to marry my daughter. Don't get close to her. Oh, he doesn't want me because he doesn't want you because you break the rule. You were supposed to go to the right way. You went to the wrong way. He has right to say, you don't get close to her. لأنك استعجلت بشيء. Yes, إذا جاءكم من ترضون دين وخلقه فزوجوه. The parents, those who should accept the person, the man, based on his aqidah, his ibadah, his worship and creed, and based on his mother, his manner. Then they accept him. And then they present to their daughter. She accept, alhamdulillah. She rejected, he will be rejected. They reject him based on legal reasons. He will be rejected as well. So he turn around and he go there and he make solid communication with the lady. And now he said, yo, go to your family. Father, I wanna this man. How you get to know? I get to know him. If you don't make me marry, I will pass away, right? I will die. My heart is to connect to that man. What the father can do that, especially in certain environment? It's not allowed. So the person not to hasten to achieve something before it is time is due. Somebody hasten to salah, he pray to salah. He said, I want to pray. He prayed before it is time. His salah is valid. La. So, معاجل محظور قبل آنه قد باء بالخسران مع حرمانه. So that person, he has two problems. Number one, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taking a wrong means for something. If he would have been patient, he would have given in a good means. Likewise, someone, he lost his job. He can look for a job and he will get it. He didn't do that. He started stealing. Your provision is decree. Take the proper means. Take the proper means. Whatever Allah decree for you, will get it. لن تموت نفس حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب. No soul will taste death until it complete its provision. Fear Allah and seek in a good way. Seek your provision, your marriage, your education, everything, the money, work in a good way. Don't seek it in the wrong way. In a deception way. And whatever Allah decree for you, surely you will get it. And what helps somebody to be in that state? Yes, you want to talk to that woman who her husband passed away. He really heard good about her. He has a desire, but he's not allowed until that time finished. What helped him not to go to her? What helped him? تقوى الله, fear of Allah, أحسنت, to fear Allah. Another thing which helps him. Yes? Fasting. He can't go to her family when she is still in Iddah. You talk? Yes. Believe in the Qadr. Whatever Allah decree for you, you're going to get it. If Allah decree for you to marry that woman, you go into marriage. Regardless, her parents want, she doesn't want, wallah, you get married. If Allah decree for you. If Allah doesn't, it will never happen. To have this yaqeen, one is life. Affairs are in the hand of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullu shay. لا يكون شيء إلا بأمره. Nothing is going to happen but by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, put your trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the proper means and be pleased with what Allah decree for you. ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك. What you miss, you wouldn't get it. What you get it, you wouldn't miss it. But take the proper means and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نسأل الله التوفيق وصلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.